As she kleine gailt and clare shows, bovile am shuish altere. My name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Did thee ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
And in this bilingual programme, Claire Nigale, there's a section in the English language as Arn Elias Agil, and another section in the Manx, Gaelic, Chinyin Amera, the mother tongue of Ellen Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannacht and Urish, well, James Challoner is explaining to the parliamentarian appointee as Lord of Man, Thomas Lord Fairfax, about the office of the receiver. The receiver as the chief officer for the collecting of the Lord's rents, he tells us. And we'll find out a little bit more about the office from A.W. Moore. Vá mullion rei trogit ag na bain, on scaldus na bain, ach, vi erna liegel on sterum, ach, nish to Napoleon cora foils on a woolen rei chit of a strite, chene nyart nejur, ach mochelia ve gian mor nodge than vien egger de vainily jailach, as ren the more the egger ebert mach ass snowball. As regards the new year, we have to remember that the Celtic New Year came in with the start of Mihauna, the month of November, because it's based on the agricultural year, which comes to an end when the harvest is done. October is Mi Yernach an Iawr, or just Gerra Fawr, the end of the autumn, or the end of the harvest, in the more recent shorthand there, Gerra Fawr. So the calends of January constitute the start of what's already the third month of the winter, the beginning of the third month of the year. Tashu geistiach rish radio vanin, stashun an ashun, skeljena wash dulish, alan vanin.
We'd walk. trust a fear and gaze a hand o' thine, and wilt tak a recht ged wall a walk for auld lang syne, for auld lang syne, my jo, for
the song Auld Lang Syne, and of course Robert Burns famously recast it, shall we say. It was a traditional song, and Burns reworked some of the lines from it to make Auld Lang Syne. But at the time that it was first set to music by George Thompson, his publisher, that was the tune that they had in mind. And the tune that is now most popularly sung to it wasn't... they weren't paired up, that tune and the words of Auld Lang Syne, until after Burns' death, in fact. That was The Cast, a duo consisting of Mary Campbell and Dave Francis, Auld Lang Syne. At this time of year, there's also a commemoration of a person who held the office of receiver. Vow the Resaur Vanning, says the song, made on the death of Ilium Dawn, brown-haired William Christian. You were the receiver of man. Well, next Thursday afternoon, the anniversary of his death by firing squad at Hango Hill on the 2nd of January 1663, there'll be a commemoration of Ilium Dawn on Castletown Bay, not far from the former site of Hango Hill, which is somewhere below St. Thomas's Chapel and perhaps other buildings of King William's College. Of course, the story of Bishop Isaac Barrow's disgraceful actions in seizing that land and for the subsequent building of the college, albeit, of course, that was a lot later on, that constitutes a story for another day. But Hango Hill was the site of the traditional place of execution, where Ilium Dawn was illegally put to death through the machinations of Charles Stanley, the 8th Earl of Derby. Snowball, eh, turn yin o'r rid shaws, Napoleon. A sledden elgus, jerkel rish cora drach er na plana nain, as the chulina hin son an ibertist nyeredach ege, tan traitor shaw, er snaus diach fo vraid na hi, as er stroi in overein jay bunnus blain, chum regan on shaw, as catnish, tammy fograch amach, de vel dera besh, eg Snowball. Bech feniach dach jain na rang as lieich hovag da ul, da bech erbi ta kulina a keres. Leden tobach da pech eniach da goi bio ei. Va grein, erskin taus eg na bein, da chlasen da vodach Snowball vei kindach ris lieda yntis. Va eim da yimmus as gau da cholio fech tojach yno mach achten da harten Snowball da jinnach eir yw jid bag. Bunnas chalirach va kaurach an kosia mwca feddenich sy'n eir began vayan napan. Now, a short while ago in Clairnegill, we heard a sort of folk punk rock version by a Cornish band called Crowns of a song that's very popular in Cornwall. It's a minstrel song originally from 1885 and originally called Little Liza Loves You, presumably a version of the other song Little Liza Jane. But this is generally known in Cornwall as Little Eyes. Now, I mentioned that its popularity in Cornwall seems to date from a 1956 recording of it by the Deep River Boys. So here they are with their version, which is called Honey, Honey, Honey.
I had a dream the other night, the funniest dream of all.
I dreamed I saw great big men behind the garden.
Little Liza loves you.
Honey, little Liza loves you. Honey, loves you in the springtime and the fall.
Honey, 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 honey.
Honey,
Liza loves you.
Honey,
Liza loves you.
Honey,
I loves you the best of all.
Honey, 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 honey.
Liza loves you.
Honey, Liza
loves you. Honey, I loves you in the springtime and the fall.
Honey, 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 honey.
Liza loves you.
Honey,
Liza loves you.
Honey,
I loves you the best of all.
I seen my lady home last night beneath the shading pine.
I put my arms around her waist and pressed her lips to mine.
Well, Liza loves you,
honey, little Liza loves you, honey, I love you in the springtime and the fall.
Honey, 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 honey.
Liza loves you, honey. Little Liza loves you, honey. I loves you the best of all.
Honey, 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 honey.
Little Liza loves you, honey. Little Liza loves you, honey. I loves you in the springtime and the fall.
Honey, 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 honey.
Little Liza loves you,
honey.
Little Liza loves you, honey. I loves you the best of all.
He came around to my back door to see my turtle dove.
Tell me, honey, tell me true. Who am this man you love?
Little Liza loves you.
Honey, little Liza loves you. Honey, I loves you in the springtime and the fall.
Honey, honey, honey,
honey. Little Liza loves you.
Honey,
little Liza loves you.
Honey,
I loves you the best of
honey,
all.
Honey, honey, honey.
Liza loves you, honey. Little Liza loves you,
honey.
I loves you in the springtime and the fall.
Honey, honey,
honey. Little Liza loves you,
honey.
Little Liza loves you,
honey.
I loves you the best of
honey,
all.
Honey, honey, honey.
Little Liza loves you,
honey.
Little Liza loves you,
honey.
I loves you in the springtime and the fall.
Honey, honey, honey.
Little Liza loves you,
honey.
Little Liza loves you,
honey.
I loves you the best of
honey.
The Deep River Boys with the song Honey, 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 which strangely enough appeared on an album which was entitled Spirituals, which is scarcely that, but it was immediately popular with the male voice choir tradition in Cornwall and is still immensely popular in Cornwall today. Hanodach a gol a lorga a chrystun darnach e, ach fe gian dar awad gol gus dorlis sychlai. Ren Napoleon stronach octa down as dorche der awa jinteg snowball. Hugge mora varl de bachasolache da denk snowball vi an erd vagaltus foxwood na lie. Gin cum rail an elia cum regan, jilly Napoleon lugged in a cowrach and kosha gull erna scrutacha. Ta over a yinu, a mora shaw heen ta shingol tayach der ach rogel a woolian gay, as nimage troggle fyan cledden yaura, vel fya on the salshin a grainia. Nimage salshin a macht and traitor try shaw, na vodache gedden rairish an overein de eishach. Er eilien chum regen, a woolian gay a boo, gaultus na bain a boo. Turning to the role of the office of receiver, A. W. Moore says that the receiver had, with the advice of the governor and other officers, to attend to the repairs of the castles. He also, through the water bailiff and the coroners and moors, received, and in the presence of the governor and controller, deposited in the treasury chest all the lord's revenues, out of which he paid the salaries and all other disbursements, subject to the check of the controller and the audit court. Now, after 1765, this official became known as Receiver General and Collector, and at times was ex officio a member of the Legislative Council. But that went with legislative reform in 1919, and the Receiver General lost that position. Now, those reforms of 1919 included four members of LegCo being elected by members of the House of Keys, and one of the elected members, Robert Cæsar Cain, was still being described as the Receiver General up until 1948. Now, the band Peabody Preseli, well, the duo, actually play the Welsh bagpipes for us now with a version from Ynys Mon, the Isle of Anglesey, of a tune traditional to this time of year, Nos Callan. twin pipers of Peabody Priscilli and Nos Callan, which means the New Year's Eve. Version of the tune from Ynys Mon. We'll hear another version, which you'll recognise, I think, later on. Sjodju stasjun a rasjun, Radio Vanin, as tisju geist, jachrish Clenny Gael, Meryn Pien, Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Have you ever had tell about Bobby Bob?
We move on now to another former office that, says Challoner, of the controller. The controller is by his place to call the receiver to account once every quarter, and may sit by and take notice at all times when the receiver takes money from the Moors, and take notice of what is paid. He's also to have knowledge and give check or allowance of all payments and disbursements by the receiver, and to keep his book thereof, and at the end of the year to set the debit, and perfect the accounts betwixt the receiver and the Moors. He's also to give out the water bailiff his charge soon after midsummer, having upon the midsummer day before received from the governor his book of licenses and entries for outgates and ingates of commodities. These are the records of customs of goods going in and out. He is also by his place clerk of the market, and is to see to the weights and measures of all sorts, and the assize of bread and ale, that it be duly kept. Sharu van Gaura. Lug an emshir stermach henk snyachta, snyachta bug, as esh rio lia crain ar en brisha der a fada ons tajach ari. Chanin a bein chomai as odachad la shach rogal a wullion rei, as fis mai ocht ar awa sail mui gianoru, as da ginach na fir dunioel truach goil boga, as ginu ganidus man a rau cion courage ar a wullion rei de treoel. As gaunless, ren na fir dynioel lliga oru, na rawad creel dyn ei snowball ei ren strai a wullion rei, dwrs ead drawi ar dwysym sys ar nod rawn na bolach yn roch hil. Fa fys eg na bein na raw sien mor fe. Na iau, fe rechit da jinnach a trogl na bolach yn tri traen ar chyd a chyd sio, sia hoch orion jeg mor fa drai. As hug shenor wyt chymsach a tausen ffordd yn y chlan. A short while ago we heard a song called Le Pont du Nord about dancing on a bridge in Nantes. Well, here's another version of the same song, this time called Le Pont de Nantes, and it's sung by the international troubadour Nana Mouskouri.
Son frère arrive dans un bateau.
A very simple melody, Le Pont de Nantes, a traditional song from Brittany, from the French-speaking area of Brittany, and sung there by Nana Mouskouri, competing with a fairly hectic arranger, who thankfully isn't named, well, not named here, though I dare say I could investigate and name and shame the guilty party, but I don't think I will. Rish Tamult, van Chwarel Leden de Njacht de Shibit, a schrau veg rionu. High rithin er ai ons perts and emshir chirim rioiach heng na lug. Ach, she over jowl won. As ha noddach na bein genacht an ho tris jelach mochion as vad genacht an roshen. Vat de kinjach fur. As son a chud smu agrisach nis. Chene ach boxer as clover en riu col nach ren riu col cree. Ren squealer o region leden vai mchion boga hirveis as wujlid a laborach, ach fun a bain geden bri smoo uns nyart boxer, as a name gin square egger nye mavracha na stjegi. Jerry Yowry, hank bead of a golden, van rhein de haru gint fallen a slew, as for fogra de bech rhein elia de fres courage de chulinas on shen. Eish, hanke maach drau cúd smún a presen toluun vei riogit ons na clampen, na rau cúdich les tíad dalúr. Challoner concludes his report of the duties of the controller by telling us that he's also head searcher in all the ports, that by his deputies or under-searchers the Lord may not be abused or wronged in his customs. A.W. Moore's account is a short summary of all we've heard from Challoner about the controller. A.W. Moore says, he audited the receipts and disbursements of the receiver and water bailiff and rendered accounts of them to the Lord. In his judicial character, he took cognizance of all offences committed within the household and garrisons, and, seemingly as a military officer, he had to call the soldiers to muster. And Moore also says that the office was done away with in 1765, though there were other officials with similar functions thereafter. A couple of weeks ago we looked also at the office of the water bailiff, which was dissolved eventually in 1885. Challoner has more to say about his role, the role of the water bailiff, in 1653, so we'll come on to that anon. Now last time we finished with a tune associated with the White Boy's six-handed sword dance. This time we'll hear a song that young lads used to sing. They used to wear girls' clothing and black up their faces, and they run through the streets ahead of the white boys and sing this song, Rai, Benju and Tammy. And we hear Greg Jochen and Hilary Gale singing that song for us. That's followed by a short extract from the solo sword dance for St. George with the white boys play, and then we hear the white boys singing their song. And then to finish off with, we leave the white boys and go on to a group that was known in Castletown as the Black Boys, known elsewhere as the Mollag Band, and they went round during an Chagish Omijach as well.
Ray a spidig bag a shenner of an burr. I spent you tammy roy benjener a rhyme enthusiast egg a shenner of an burr. How the waddle drim a doodle doddle. Ray a spidig bag a shenner of an burr. Hey, roy benjener a rhyme enthusiast egg a shenner of an burr. How the waddle drim a doodle doddle. Ray a spidig bag a shenner of an burr. Roy benjener tammy roy. Roy Menfusy, egg a shenner on burr. Harrow the waddle, drim a doodle doddle. Ray a spithic beg a shenner on burr. Roy Benjamin, Roy Menfusy, egg a shenner on burr. Harrow the waddle, drim a doodle doddle. Ray a spithic beg a shenner on burr. Roy Benjamin, Tammy, Roy Benjamin, Roy Menfusy, egg a shenner on burr. Harrow the waddle, trim a doodle doddle, ray a spithic bag a shenner Rosenberg, trim a trim a trim a trim a doddle.
Mm-hmm. Yes, to all brave boys of stout and gallant heart, on battlefield and banquet board prepared to play a part. We handle well the fork and knife, likewise the sword and spear, and we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Good New Year. And we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Good New Year. And we wish you a Good New Year. With hostile bands confronted to fight, we are not slack. On roasty and promoted, we make a stout attack. We handle well the fork and knife, likewise the sword and spear. And we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Good New Year. And we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Good New Year. And we wish you a Good New Year.
The Mollag Band were not known for restraining themselves or behaving themselves in any way, as I think you can tell from that recording. Well, there we heard Greg Jochen and Hilary Gale singing Rye, Benji and Timmy. Then we heard Robert Smith playing the accordion and Bernard Osborne playing the violin for the tune for the solo sword dance by St. George from the White Boys Play. We then heard the White Boys, a gang of the White Boys, recorded at the museum, I think it was, and they were singing the White Boys song. And to finish off there, we heard the Mollag Band singing their song. The water bailiff is by his place, by himself and his under officers, the customers, and by customers, Challoner here means the collectors of customs duties, the customers of the ports of Ramsey, Douglas, Derby Haven and Peel Town, to take up and faithfully to collect all the customs for ingates and outgates of goods. Now, as I mentioned, the ingates and outgates are the imports and exports, and at that time, with him signing off his report to Thomas Lord Fairfax in December of 1653, Derby Haven is still there, named as an important entrepot, I suppose you call it, where the goods were going in and out of. Back to Challoner, then. Also, it's his place, as he is admiral, to order all the business for the herring fishery, to see that strangers and all others have no wrong done them during that season, and to judge of and determine by way of jury, which is called an admiral quest, of all matters betwixt party and party in matters of seafaring business. Van a presen jit of a bug as a derjow millage, as geneach fernach ever my the lure the e. Rish len len, harau veg eg na bain the e, ach co as nappinen. Ve gin na rau rau ach goil new Viagras. Sledden fe moil ve the rail follet a ni shaw vine tail mui. As utsen gin denel your ish tujum oulian rei, ven a fear dun yoil crew bregen norm ach yon gautus na bain. Kirt elje va fau gulmugit der au ullion the bain ons red of esh vai gorta as chingus, as der rauad de kinjach, kaga na mastoxen, as vat goil toyach der a cannibalach, as dunverus kliena. Va fis mai eg Napoleon, na drach airtus nodach chit rish de bech tigulus regedden mechon na nichen fear benten rish stead a vee, as rinne reche de yinu imidje mainsje wimper, de scalia magit skeel sledden naishen. Now this is another version of Nos Galan, the Welsh New Year's Eve tune, which I think you'll find more recognisable than the version we heard from Anglesey played on the pipes. This is the group Crastant playing Nos Galan. Thank you. Krastant, slipping into another version of Noskalan, but from the one that we started with, that they played there, you'll recognise it as being used for Deck the Hall with Boughs of Holly, and it's also known in Ireland under the title The Piper in the Meadow Straying. Shodju Stashun the Nashun, Shen the Grey, Radio Vanning, Shodju Clane Gael, Mish Robert Cutinkarslo, Robert Akarslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Choudnish, Scornve, na chereni riu tachert, the denk na bain quail whimper, treve chit dach shachten. Ach nish, vasera courage de cuse the vain right, son of Hootsmoon in Giri. De grey mor arne chlortesok, de rau reinen bi ernen mischige. Kamashen, hug Napoleon Sarah, de rau ne koer bonus follum, so wen store, de vei lint bonus gesnoer les geniach. Esch for shen kudich les ne ver marn geniaru as jane vein. Rare les chul kui eniach, ver whimper ernely jail through the wen store. Draw I lawich the gedden shilia beg jane a coir. Vei mollich, as hanny a less inch than tail mui, na rau genna de vi uns gaultus na bain. Son shen as ulyu, chit gus jera jera gauri, henke de vei bachtel de bech feimer kionacha per delia de aru vai ball enyach. The water bailiff, says Challoner, is also to give out cockets of goods that should be exported, and I can tell you that a cocket was a certificate given to merchants warranting that goods had been duly entered through customs and all duties paid. And the water bailiff also had to take notice and cognizance of cockets from other parts of such goods as shall be imported, and thereof to make certificate at the suit or request of the merchant. All wrecks of sea he's likewise to take care of, that they be disposed of for the Lord's profit, and to make return of his proceedings therein to the controller, that they may be recorded, and the venditions thereof made, put out in charge. In this last particular, the Lord's attorney's care is likewise required, and the business may be done by either of them, as it lies in their quarters or way where they shall come. Now, a recent visitor to the island earlier this month was Sinead O'Connor, and here she sings the Irish song Oro Shedovacha Walla.
Oh, yeah.
Sinead O'Connor goilin a rain oro she the wacha walia. Ach fadam im instu machion an a rain shen drown the foglin shaw no screwed egg porrig pierce as vashen. Jinna wimma jay shan a rain tra de shudach a gesh rene cor bun elia er a fish at the grisige sly, the grainyachad, the hit, as the goilarn onsen kaga son nyeren onsen the shan lane. Now, the final office that Challoner deals with is the Lord's Attorney, which A.W. Moore couches in the term with which he was familiar, the Attorney General, who is a Crown appointment in the present day and still an ex officio member of the Legislative Council, but now has no voting rights. The Lord's Attorney is to plead and stand for the Lord's profit in all cases, and in the cases of widows and infants who have causes in court, he ought to be in all courts, both spiritual and temporal. Oh, I think there's no punctuation here, so I think I read that wrong. I'll try again. The Lord's Attorney is to plead and stand for the Lord's profit in all cases, and in the cases of widows and infants who have causes in court. He ought to be in all courts, both spiritual and temporal, to take notice of the fines and forfeitures to the Lord. He is to take care and inquire of all waifs and strays, felons' goods, deodands, wrecks of sea, and such like, which are due to the Lord by his prerogative. And the Lord's receiver and he are to sell and dispose of them to the Lord's best profit, and present the values from time to time to the controller, that he may put the monies due for them out in the next charge. Lain Shaw, San Venic van Napoleon Rag and the Farslich. Ach, Renny Kiau Ulyu a Hres a Tai Erenyach. As Ara Gulla Freilig Dach Doris J. Lurish Mordi, Vajian Elgasach. Tre Yinache Chit Magas. Ve uns ach Jesh Kleachdach. Le Sheshach as She Mordi Angi, Ren Krunyach at the Chon Magitamush, as Ren Gurnald the Rauper Enyach Chitro Fagus Day. The menic, chrawi chitrish ir morajaduni. Morajaduni. Ach, hugge mach na serach an ega truj ferelia jay na muchan, the gajan squealer. Morajaduni de rauer en squealer fograch a mach, de rauwe erna kjarkan, ver kjarter jits jach de vreirish, livre sus na oonok. Van Napoleon a hayach a jay conen truj wimper, kech hied oos a chachten. Yinnach a price orusen, ik son aru as men de lure, de rail ovrach a gaultus der a harach a saura, as der a veg a stedoc nasada. This now is a song which is called At the New Year Ar Bloaves Mad, and it's a Breton song and sung by Paul Huelu. Nanavelli perchait in the fell restack, there was feathern mach.
Mada kantan me gano, mada ket me zihano, me doneran gan kalon vat, da iti ar blaves mat. Me doneran gan kalon vat, da iti ar blaves mat. Er blaves mada suitanda, blaves mada vidanol, aventure vat d'arreyon, d'arregos, blaves dibuan. Aventure vat d'arreyon, d'arregos, blaves dibuan. D'arregos amser disursi, aiehet pe pret nosi, evit gwelet obigare, hep trebu you ar vue. Evit gwelet obigare, hep trebu you ar vue. Kale jo avidan di diawang, et a plija dir you, tu diawang dar madem gari, Douar peur bépret, tu dis wang der madame garit, wang douar peur bépret. Netra ne sa zol vous dégaisse, vel espérance au puer. vis et vel, un ruste, big à l'aiguille en vrai tonnette. Vis et vel, un ruste.
Song in Breton by Paul Huelu, and it was called Ach Bloavez Mad. Bloavez Mad is what they say for Happy New Year. It means a good year, really. But Bloavez Mad. Trechil na carcan seo, va aim as illach aglach jintoch, va rau courage dau sa na sleif, va rau courage dau na sleif, fuddi da bech fame er a cho seo, ach, Charawad creel de ginnach e tarkat ons riechid. Vat kaart er ginnawerlu na eilen oxon gwern nyari. As renad gagan, as na uan gul er goil ar sŵl nish, de bech dunveris e. Now I mentioned about a fortnight ago, I think it was, that there's a lengthy note by the Reverend J.G. Cumming in this 1868 Manx Society edition of James Challoner's Treatise. And the Reverend Cumming opens by saying, "Some persons may feel interested in learning how this castle, that's Peel Castle in fact, and Russian Castle were defended in the olden time. And it's to that information that we'll be turning in the next edition of Clare na Gael. Ach, dera an na chia chen? Chenel veg elia de yin awemach de chod geranish er a chlea shaw." And we close with the sound of King Curly playing their way through Gin and Tonic. Now, next Thursday, the 2nd of January, at 2 p.m, will be the annual commemoration of Ilium Dawn, organised by Mec Vannin and the Manx branch of the Celtic League. There'll also be a service at 2:45 in Kirkmalu, where Ilium Dawn is buried. But now, until the next time, next year, in fact, according to the modern calendar, this is Robert Cuttin Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you, Blain Vino, a good new year, and a very good night. Eva Machrieriu, as Orsilier, as my year and shared you, will you?